right, this just into CNN News regarding the microphones at the presidential debate on Monday. You will remember that Donald Trump complained about his mic not working properly. CNN senior media correspondent Brian Stelter joins me now. What do we know, Brian?
Hoping my mic works properly here, Poppy. This did not affect the television broadcast, but it did affect the 1,000 people who were in the room. That includes Trump's family members who were sitting up front. Here's what the debate commission just announced in a very short and sweet statement. They say, yes, there were issues regarding Donald Trump's audio that affected the sound level in the debate hall. So, again, not the TV broadcast, but it might have affected Trump. It might have put him a little bit off his game. Remember, right after the debate, he said, they gave me a defective mic. He said, my mic was defective. I wonder, was that on purpose? Was that on purpose? Well, probably there's no evidence it was on purpose. There's no conspiracy theory, Harry. But it does put more pressure on the commission to make sure everything is working well at the next debate in about a week. You know, let's be honest. Some people made fun of Trump's excuses when he talked about the mic being defective. A lot of people didn't believe him because up until today, there wasn't any evidence. The commission had not confirmed any problem. Already, Democrats are reacting to this. A former DNC spokesman, Mo Ethely, saying this did not affect audio levels in a television audience. People watching at home heard every word he said, and that was actually his problem. But again, because the commission is acknowledging there was a problem with his mic, it does go to show how important every single detail of these debates are, right down to the wiring of the microphone on stage.